The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
Always fun to have an outstanding broadcaster on Sharing the Victory, and his name is Dave Pasch. He's the ESPN commentator, football, basketball, is also the radio voice with the Arizona Cardinal football team. And guess what? Dave's going to the Super Bowl. Maybe Disney World. I don't know. Disneyland. Whatever it is. Dave Pasch, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Hey, Coach. How we doing?
Good. Doing great. Hey, is this your first Super Bowl, being able to announce the special game?
It is. It's my first. You know, it is certainly a lifelong dream. Just remember growing up watching the 30-minute highlights of Super Bowls past and hearing the radio calls on there and hoping one day to actually be a part of one, just to see one. I haven't even gotten that far, but to be here and to be able to be in the broadcast booth, it's very surreal, especially with the team that I cover, considering the Cardinals, you know, hadn't even been in the playoffs in 10 years to not only get here but get to the big game.
Well, Dave, that has to be very special for you. I mean, here you are now. You're not an actual team member per se, like a player or a coach, but you get to cover their games as the voice of the Arizona Cardinals. And so you've been through this whole process that they've gone through as an expansion team and never being in a playoff. And then all of a sudden it's a Cinderella story. It's a rags to riches story. Now they're in the Super Bowl with a Christian quarterback who was counted out, left for dead, and is resurrected again. For you as a Christian, there has to be something very inspirational about that.
Absolutely. I'm kind of in the middle of trying to piece together something, you know, that I want to call, you know, does God care who wins the Super Bowl? because I think it's an interesting subject for believers and non-believers alike. You know, does God really favor one team over the other? And I think really the answer is that God uses Christians and non-Christians, even unbeknownst to them, in every area of life, and that God cares about every detail of our lives. And I believe truly that on that last drive against the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship, that somehow, some way, God strengthened and used Kurt Warner and other people to accomplish his purposes. I think that Kurt, I don't know if he felt it, I haven't talked to him about it, but just watching his demeanor and from hearing stories of players in the huddle looking at Kurt and saying, show us how, lead us to victory, and how guys lean on him because of his experience and because of who he is as a man, and the impact that he's had on his teammates, just seeing God's hand working in that situation. Hearing Ben Roethlisberger give glory to God, watching Tim Tebow and Sam Bradford at the Heisman Trophy presentation, both giving glory to God. You see how he works, that he's involved in every aspect of our lives, and that we can trust that we've got a God who knows all things and who loves us and who's involved in our lives.
We're talking to Dave Pasch, ESPN commentator and also the radio voice for the Arizona Cardinals, getting ready to do the Super Bowl. And, you know, talk about that last drive that Kurt Warner led his Cardinals offense against the Eagles to launch them into the Super Bowl. The momentum had disappeared for Phoenix in that game, Dave. And there was a point in that game after such an early start for them that when things started to get bad, Philadelphia coming back, taking the lead, where it looked like the hope was gone. And isn't it so interesting that a football game could be a modern-day parable for the gospel? That when you look like you're dead, here comes the resurrection. And as you're broadcasting games like that, does that go through your mind? Do you say, oh, you know what? Jesus is being revealed out here during this game. I mean, that's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought, Ron. You know, it's certainly one of the reasons why people are so attracted to sports is the emotional ride, the ups and the downs. Even if sometimes as fans we don't like the downs, we look back and appreciate them. And I think not just for a presentation for the gospel, but as our Christian walk, you know, there are ups and there are downs. And when I say downs, just things we go through, the trials of this world that exist that, will not go away until, you know, we stand before him and his presence for eternity, and the things that we have to deal with. And, you know, that we're to look at those joyfully. And sometimes as fans, when things aren't going well, or as a player when you're on the field, or as you know, as a coach, when things go wrong in the middle of a game or in the middle of a season, it's hard when you're dealing with it at that time. But again, you can see God using those times to glorify himself and to sanctify us and to use us to present the gospel and the truth of God to others. And I think that is one of the amazing things about sports, and praise God for it.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot with one more question here, Dave, and this is the kind of the hot seat. I remember John Wooden making a comment before a UCLA-Louisville national championship game that he was serving as a commentator on. They asked Coach Wooden, what would you be saying to that your UCLA boys right now? They're a bunch of young kids going against a great Louisville team. What would you say in the locker room to them? And I guess I'm going to put you on the hot spot. What would you say to the Arizona Cardinals right now in this game against Pittsburgh going in, being that you're kind of sided with the Cardinals? Is there something that you would give them of substance? What would you say to them for all of us fans to hear as well?
You know, off the top of my head, from a spiritual standpoint, I'm not sure, but certainly from a football standpoint, I think the biggest thing that head coach Ken Whisenhunt has played up, and something that's certainly true, is that, you know, this is a team that has been counted out. They were called by some the worst playoff team in NFL history, based on their finish to the regular season and a 9-7 record, and that against Atlanta, the first game, nobody thought they would win that game. Certainly no one thought they would win in Carolina and then beat Philadelphia at home. And here they are again. You know, Pittsburgh's a heavy favorite. People feel that the Cardinals don't belong, that they're just a fluke, that they've gotten here based on playing home games or, you know, probably something along those lines to try to inspire the guys to remember that, hey, you know, this is it, that if you go out and you did what you did in those other games, you work hard, you trust the person next to you, you don't try to do their job, that, you know, you can win this football game. And maybe that's a lesson for us as Christians in our desire to get the gospel out. A lot of times as believers, we spend time arguing over this and that, and I'm guilty of that as well. But if we trust the other believer next to us, that God is working in his or her life as well, that we can accomplish great things in this world for Christ, that God can use the church and empower the church. You know, you just read Acts 2 and how the early church existed, and they existed for God and for each other, and how God used, now granted that was one period of time, but still, God used the church to spread his word. I think a lot of that had to do with trusting, and not worrying about the fact that they were the underdogs, so to speak, in a world full of paganism and Judaism. And so I think that, you know, maybe there's a spiritual lesson as well.
Well, you know, I go back to Genesis 18:14 when it looked like an impossible situation for Abraham and Sarah to bear a child. When Sarah laughed within herself, the Lord, through these men, speaking to Abraham and Sarah, said this, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And I think we've learned as we study the scriptures that there is nothing impossible with him. And with a Christian quarterback like Kurt Warner leading the charges, I'm excited about how this game could play out, Dave. And with a Christian announcer like you to broadcast the events, I'm very confident that the listeners will get to hear something from the Lord through the play and through the announcing. And I'm just glad that you're in that position.
Well, you know, Ron, certainly one of the things I prayed about this week, and I know other believers involved in the organization have prayed as well, that there's a Super Bowl to be played, but there's more going on here. And, you know, I've asked God to use me, that I'm available, and to please, you know, empower me to have the words to say, given the opportunity, and, you know, just being a chance to be on your program, Sharing the Victory, and some other Christian programs, just the opportunity to let people know where I stand, number one, but also, you know, who Jesus is, and that has been truly the biggest blessing about being in the Super Bowl.
Well, great. I just thank God that he's honored you with that, and Dave, that also the honor is for us that you would be on our show today and sharing such great insights. We've been talking to Dave Pasch, the outstanding ESPN sports broadcaster, football and basketball, and also the radio voice for the Arizona Cardinals getting ready to do this year's Super Bowl game, Cardinals versus Pittsburgh, on Sunday. Dave, God bless you. Have fun at the game and feel God's pleasure as you announce.
Thanks, Ron. God bless, man.
God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
More interviews can be found at FCAPodcasting.com. That's FCAPodcasting.com. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Victory.